Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and I've got a great guest today. I have Don Snellings with me, and Don is an ad tech veteran of 15 years, avid endurance athlete, marathoner, and soon to be Ironman, and co-founder of Fix NYC, which is a fitness recovery and wellness studio. In addition, Don lives in New York City with his wife and French bulldog and spends his free time training in Central Park while seeking all realms of mental and physical well-being. So thanks for being on our show today, Don.
Thank you so much, Belinda. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So why don't we just, that's great bio there, fill in some of the gaps from that, and then tell us really what you're doing today.
Sure. Just to take a step back, I grew up in South Florida. Always had the dream to move up to New York City. And while I was down there, I attended the University of Miami and met some guys that I kind of followed up here. And I moved up here and, you know, I was working in advertising sales, still do, fast forward to today. And I kind of got caught up a little bit in the nightlife scene. Was going out quite a bit in the city, as a lot of young people do. And unfortunately, kind of fell into like a path of where I was drinking and drinking too much, doing drugs and kind of found myself in addiction while working my way up through the advertising industry. I kind of fell upwards and until I didn't. And ultimately, you know, just about 8 years ago, I finally kind of surrendered and got sober. And I've since used like, you know, this new life and this vigor to improve my health. I was having problems, kind of like physical problems, and I used like walking and running as kind of a way to kind of nurse myself back to health. And I quickly realized that, you know, I really loved running, which was something I did as a kid. And you know, I showed up to a race a few years after getting sober with my wife, and then it just kind of fell on from there. You know, sign up for a half marathon, then marathon, and started training with an Olympian coach and Olympic trial athletes in the city. And I was like, oh my God, how did I get here from where I was just a few years prior? And then I started having some success in distance running. And but I also had my fair share of injuries. And I started to get exposed to kind of some of the recovery technology available. And I started doing more research and saw a lot of professional athletes would use. And there wasn't really like any place in the city to go that kind of had it all in one place. So that was where the idea of Fix NYC was born. And I partner with my, you know, there's two original partners, Jeb Singer. He's a lawyer and talented triathlete. And Dr. Charles Nicolai is a sports chiropractor. And we wanted to offer, you know, an experience where everyday New Yorkers could go access the same technology that professional athletes had. And fast forward to today, and we've evolved to not only a place for athletes, but we're a wellness studio. And we have people that come in for, you know, that are seeking alternative medicine and just want, you know, overall well-being.
Well, that is a fantastic story. I mean, there's a lot of people listening here. I think when they kind of hit a really rough time where you've hit, I mean, a lot of people come out of that and then do something different, but to go from being in that position to being this athlete and creating this wellness studio, that's a pretty polar opposite kind of a journey there, which is in a great, you know, attribute to you. That's saying a lot. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So how has the business then shaped your lifestyle today? So like clearly they had quite a bit of a different lifestyle going on then. But how's it affected it today?
So today, yes, my life is completely different. You know, I'm not up all hours of the night, and now it's like, you know, regimented. It's, you know, get to bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock the latest, you know, it's like, and up early to train. And then, you know, I work in my, I still work in advertising, as I mentioned, and then it's, you know, recover at Fix. So, you know, having Fix, you know, which is a state-of-the-art recovery and wellness facility, as I mentioned, we have access to things like electric cryotherapy and light therapy and dry flotation, compression boots, infrared sauna. We had just signed a sports chiropractor on before COVID-19, who works with Team USA. Her name's Dr. Duma. And since COVID-19, we've actually added on a few services such as antibody testing, IV therapy. So, you know, I started using a lot of these services, you know, during the week. I would just pop in for a few minutes. And on weekends, I'd spend a lot longer time because I had more time. And I started realizing that it was helping me more than just get over like a hard workout. I had a lot more energy to do like my job, my day job and train. And I had clients coming in and I was hearing stories from staff where people were coming in to treat autoimmune disorders. There was folks with nerve pain, brain damage, women with hair loss, like you name it. So that's kind of, you know, how it's shaped my lifestyle. I mean, ultimately what we want with Fix is we want to become that third place, you know, kind of built into everyone's daily life, like it is for me. So after you go to the work, after you work out, whether it's at the gym or you go for a run or bike ride, we just want to help you kind of help your body and your mind return to balance. And one of our taglines is actually when nature isn't fast enough. So there's nothing more marvelous than the body. So we just kind of, we have these modalities that kind of help it get restored back to that balance.
Great. So what would you say two of your greatest skill sets or like superpowers are in having your own business?
So they're one and two in the same. So I would say, you know, this new lifestyle of mine has taught me to be dependable and reliable. Those words weren't in my vocabulary years ago. You know, I also know when to ask for help, and there's been times when, you know, I didn't know, I've never owned my own business. So this was all brand new for me. And I definitely felt like I was in over my head many times. But I've been able to ask my, you know, lean on my partner Jeb and other folks, in support groups. And, that's been, you know, really helpful. I never used to ask for help. And then one last thing I discovered, which really saved my butt, was meditation. And I would do that in between workouts in the morning and go into my day job, or, you know, just, you know, from day job to Fix, just five minutes a day really like saved me.
This is interesting because I just had this conversation with, I have a business coach that is helping me with some writing and some different things that we're doing, projects. And so we were really talking today about just working out. And then she's in such great shape. And I'm like, okay, I need to get my butt in gear and just make some changes here. And she said, Belinda, honestly, the one thing I highly want to recommend, even before I talk about any kind of routine for you to do, is you've just got to start doing meditation, even if it's for 5 minutes a day. She literally just said that to me probably 2 hours ago this morning. So she's like, it's a game changer. It is a complete game changer. And she goes, I never really was into it. And somebody just said, it really helps your stress level go down and helps you be more productive. And I thought, blah, blah, blah. But she said, I did it anyway. And it's been the number one game changer of my business.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you like, I mean, I have a little stopwatch because I'm a runner and I just hit the watch. You can do it anywhere you are. And, you know, after 5 minutes, you just have that, you know, just fresh perspective. And it's just so helpful. It's such a, and it's a tool you can just do anytime, anywhere.
That is great. So what is one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that's super meaningful for you?
So I've alluded to this already, you know, sobriety is definitely, you know, I guess my most outstanding accomplishment. And it's not something that I just did on my own. Okay. I definitely had a lot of help with family, friends, and folks I, you know, continue to work with in support groups. You know, and that at having that as the center of my life just kind of helps me with everything else.
Absolutely. Any piece of advice to anyone listening to the show right now and it's like, that's where I'm at, or I wish I had that. Just that, I think for some people, it's just getting to that point of getting started or going down that path. So any little tiny piece of advice there?
You know, my advice would be, you know, this is something that unfortunately affects a lot of us, or somebody we know. Mm-hmm. So my first advice would be to just, you know, ask any friend or family or member or friend of a friend, who you know might have had the same problem in the past or currently, is in sobriety themselves. So that way they can kind of show you the way.
Okay. So let's talk about now an obstacle or challenge that you've worked through and how you've done that.
So just the sheer fact of opening a business and a business in New York City, nonetheless, has been a challenge. It's cliche to say that it's a roller coaster, but it really is. I mean, it's my partners and I have like so many stories from just, you know, we almost had a space that we really liked, and then we found out there were so many things wrong with it until we found another space. And then we had to meet the landlord, who was very like traditional, and we had to present him with a gift and just to make sure we got the place, to sourcing all the equipment and the build out. And now it's just been like endure COVID-19, just, you know, right now it's just survive. So, you know, those are kind of things that I've worked through with, you know, the help of my partners, the last 2 years. So we're coming up on 2 years in, from the idea of when Fix was born, we're coming up on 1 year, this August that we've actually been open, and things are looking really well, in terms of coming out of this thing, you know, still in business, which is definitely just our goal right now.
Yeah, it has been a challenge for a lot of people, but I can only imagine opening a new business kind of during all of this. So you just gotta hang on, right?
Just keep showing up and, you know, kind of see what everyone else is doing.
Yep.
You know, just for us, it was interesting. There was only one other company, I'd say, in our, because we're in a new industry. Like, there isn't really like recovery studios. that's not something that's, you know, been around for 10 years. So it was kind of like learning from other folks that are in the space. And now there's quite a few, even in the last year that we've been open, that kind of popped up. So we know we're on to something.
Very good. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
So for me, that means to thy own self be true. You know, it's, you know, going with your gut. It's, you know, taking little steps to realize what you love. You know, I do the best I can every day, and that's all I can do. And I sleep well at night knowing I'm working towards my personal and professional goals, which I'm fortunate to say are now one and the same. So out of this love from like endurance sports, you know, involved this business that helps support that. And having the marketing background helps support, you know, the business to, you know, make a name for ourselves again in an industry that didn't even exist up until a few years ago.
Right. For other entrepreneurs right now, are people thinking, I just want to change my lifestyle. I want to change what I'm doing. I want to change what in my work. I need to change things about me personally. What advice would you give to those that are kind of looking to go down a new path?
So I think the most important thing is listening to your gut and trusting your gut. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, the idea was presented from a friend. I shared it with another friend who I know was looking to get in, who wanted to be an entrepreneur and open a new business. That friend being Jeb, who already had his own law practice. And we just started doing research, you know, instead of, you know, at night watching Netflix, we were like crunching numbers. And it just felt right. Like it was like everything kind of fell into place. We were, for lack of a better phrase, like kind of blowing with the wind, like, mm-hmm. The right people would appear at the right times, and it just validated what we were doing. And, you know, 2 years later, we're just, you know, the advice would be like continue to evolve and just be open-minded and lots of opinions. There's a lot of opinions out there. Get them all.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Ask, ask people that have all different types of backgrounds, what they think. Those have all been very helpful things for myself.
Very good. So what new and exciting things are you working on right now that you think our listeners could benefit from? And then let's talk about how they can find you.
Okay. So a lot of the equipment that we sourced was pretty high, is pretty high tech and ahead of its time. So, you know, it's funny because I'm like involved in this business, you know, day to day. And I've done so much research that I don't realize that not everyone's really aware of certain things. So I get ahead of myself and I always want to kind of do the next thing. But right now I've been really focused on, the thing by far that I'm most interested in our place is red light therapy. There's just a ton of research behind it. We've been starting to share more of that on our social channels.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would ask anybody to Google photobiomodulation. That's a mouthful, but it's, if you look that up, you'll see that there's actual medical research, that shows, red light therapy helps with everything. It just helps you. It helps your cells repair, which helps your body, your whole body function. So that's like, something that's really staple that we have. Something that's newer, I guess, and exciting, which has been brought on since COVID-19, is NAD. And I think NAD is going to be kind of the hottest new health trend. And it's something, again, that helps, with cellular repair. As you age, it's something, that you have less of. And there's ways to there's different ways to kind of introduce that back into your body. And we do it, intravenous, and we find that to be the best way. And it helps with your energy. It helps with your mental clarity. There's going to be a lot on NAD very soon. I'm just predicting that now. You're already starting to see it. And then there's other things like, more like Eastern medicine type things. Like we've been talking a lot about breath work, and a lot, we've been doing sound baths, and even breath work for when you exercise can be super helpful, not just, when you're sitting at home and you want to try to relax. So I'm doing lots of research on all of these things. And I've just been very, what's also helpful being like a business owner is just, being curious, having an open mind. And I've just been like kind of following trusted sources and, asking different people for, what they're doing for their health. Mm-hmm. And we just want to continue to help improve people's lives. This is stuff I'm benefiting from myself. So is my wife. She runs our studio day to day.
Well, that sounds fantastic. That must be fun, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been really awesome to share with you and to hear what you're doing. And I'm sure if anybody's in New York City, they're going to want to check it out. But I also highly recommend that they check out some of the other things that you talked about. And one of the key points that you made is you did for the advice, but research, research, research. Like, we just need to educate ourselves on a continual basis for our own health. We need to be advocates for our own health. We need to be advocates for our own work journey and what is it that you're passionate about and what you really want to do. And I think if I heard anything out of your entire messaging, it's, you got to go out there and you got to find it. You've got to look for it yourself. And there are resources out there, but it's learning to do that research and learning to do the work yourself to get where you really want to be. So I thank you for sharing that today.
Thank you, Belinda.
All right. And so to all of our listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and make sure that you subscribe to Work From Your Happy Place so you don't miss a single episode. We always appreciate reviews that you leave behind. So thanks so much once again. And thank you for being on the show today. It was enlightening, Don.
Thanks, Melinda. It was so much fun. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.